Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're shifting gears quite a bit. We're moving away from the usual reports and analyses to look at something different, a really charming short story called The Great Leaf Jumping Contest.
Yeah, it sounds simple, maybe even a bit light, but actually this story is, well, it's a fantastic little model for understanding how we measure success. Mm-hmm. Our mission here isn't just to, you know, retell the story. Mm-hmm. It's really to dig into the core ideas about behavior, the lessons about life that are right there in the text.
I like that approach. It's like analyzing competition design, but with leaves. So the setup is pretty straightforward, really clever, actually. Every autumn in Maplewood Forest, you've got animals and kids.
Right. All working together.
Building these huge piles of leaves, like colorful castles, the story says. And the contest rule. Super simple. Make the biggest splash.
And that rule, that's everything, isn't it? It immediately makes you wonder, well, what is a splash? Is it about how neat it looks? Or just sheer volume? Mm-hmm. How many leaves fly? Because the first ones up, they seem to think it's all about technical skill, competitive excellence.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that. Because it wasn't just the human kids, Harper and Max. There were animals competing first, right?
That's right. You had the squirrels, the rabbits, and the raccoons. And what's really interesting is how they all instinctively went for what you might call like Olympic style points.
Yeah.
You know, technical skill, complexity.
Okay. So the squirrels, they went first.
Yep.
And they did perfect flips. Very precise. The story says leaves flew like confetti. It sounds beautiful, but maybe not that splashy.
Exactly. Visually impressive, very controlled, like a diver making almost no splash. They were optimizing for grace.
Okay. Grace. And the rabbits.
The rabbits went for height. They bounced incredibly high, like disappeared into the leaves for a second.
Yeah.
Pure athleticism.
Right. Aiming for impact from way up high.
Maximizing that potential energy. Yeah. Thinking velocity equals splash.
And then the raccoons, they tried something complicated.
They did. A triple spin. Which hilariously ended with them just getting tangled up together, giggling.
Ah, okay.
But even their failure was about attempting something difficult, technically advanced.
So that really sets the stage then. All these early attempts are about perfect form, perfect execution, or trying really hard tricks.
Absolutely. It sets a really high bar. You know, kind of intimidating, especially for Harper, the main human character we meet next.
Right. This is where it gets really interesting for me, because Harper sees all this skill, this precision.
And she immediately compares herself.
Yeah. She measures herself against them and, well, comes up short in her own mind.
It's that classic moment of performance anxiety, isn't it? That feeling of maybe being an imposter. She looked at how fast the squirrels were, how high the rabbits bounced.
And she whispers that she's just not as good. She can't do that. She thinks that's what success looks like here.
Exactly. She bought into their definition of a good jump.
But then her friend Max steps in, and this is maybe the key moment. He just says,
just have fun.
Just have fun. Now, okay, was that just being a nice friend? Or was it actually, maybe without realizing it, strategic advice?
Well, that's the interesting question, isn't it? Because if the goal is truly the biggest splash, maximum leaf displacement, isn't a less elegant belly flop actually better?
Better than a neat little flip, yeah. More surface area hitting the pile.
Precisely. Max might have been focused on the feeling have fun, but the result suggests that letting go of perfection was the winning strategy for this particular contest.
Okay, so Harper gives up on being perfect. She climbs the ladder.
Takes a deep breath, you imagine.
Spreads her arms wide and just goes for it. The story calls it the goofiest belly flop anyone had ever seen.
Huh, yeah. Trading that elegance for just maximum impact. Messy, glorious impact.
And the result.
Whoosh, just an explosion of leaves. Mm-hmm. Massive. It covered everyone. And the story gives that brilliant little detail. Even the owl way up in the tree ended up wearing a leafy hat.
I love that image. That tells you everything. It wasn't just big. It was everywhere. It affected everyone.
Total joyful chaos. Not quiet applause.
The whole forest just erupted in laughter.
And then you get the verdict. And crucially, it comes from the original experts, the squirrels.
Ah, the perfect slippers. What did they say?
They shouted, that's the biggest leaf splash we've ever seen.
Wow. So the technical masters admitted her messy approach won by the actual rule.
Exactly. They validated it. It wasn't the skill that won. It was the sheer joy and the unapologetic effort.
So Harper's crowned Queen of the Leaves, and the reason given is?
Explicitly. Not because the jump was perfect, but because it brought the most joy.
That's such a powerful takeaway right there. It links the winning outcome directly to the emotional impact, to joy.
It really does. And it says something about maybe vulnerability. Harper risked looking goofy with that belly flop.
Yeah, she risked embarrassment.
But that very risk, that letting go, is what produced the biggest result, both physically with the leaves and emotionally with the laughter.
It makes you think, doesn't it? In our own lives, when we want to make an impact, are we playing it safe with the perfect flip, trying to look polished?
Or are we willing to risk that goofy belly flop sometimes? The thing that might actually connect more, even if it's less controlled.
Let's look at the bigger picture, too, the end of the story. That scene under the harvest moon, what does that add?
Well, it shifts the focus, doesn't it? From her individual win to the community. Harper's jump wasn't the end goal. It was more like the starting gun.
For what?
For everyone playing together. The story says everyone jumped in the piles together that night. The wind sparked this shared experience.
Okay. So the contest wasn't really about finding the single best jumper.
Not ultimately, no. It seems the point was to kickstart the most fun for everyone, to get the whole community laughing and playing.
That changes how you see the whole thing.
It does. The source itself says it proved that the best contest wasn't about winning at all, but about laughing, sharing, and jumping in with all your heart.
Participation, connection. That's the real prize.
That's the message. The crown is nice, but the sheer joy, that's the point.
So if we boil it down, the core lesson isn't about finding the perfect technique or optimizing every little thing.
No, definitely not. The lesson seems to be, look, it's not always about being technically the best. Sometimes, maybe often, it's about the energy you bring. It's about having fun, trying your best, and maybe spreading a bit of joy while you do it.
And in situations where connection or emotional impact matters, maybe that messy belly flop approach is actually more effective.
It can be the path to victory, yeah. Strategic inefficiency, you could almost call it.
What a great story, the great leaf jumping contest. It seems so simple on the surface, but there's actually a lot packed in there about risk, how we measure success, and maybe embracing imperfection.
Absolutely. It's a surprisingly deep dive from a leaf pile.
Which leads us to our final thought for you, the listener, to maybe mull over this week.
Yeah. Think about it. We all have parts of our lives, could be work, relationships, hobbies, where we're maybe trying too hard for that perfect flip, where we're holding back because we're afraid of looking silly, of not getting it exactly right. So based on what we learned from Maplewood Forest today, where could you maybe let go of perfection this week? Where could you afford to just, you know, jump in with enthusiasm? Maybe try executing a joyful, slightly clumsy, but potentially leaf-exploding belly flop. Make a splash.